Little Miles.
Yes, sir. The tech said there's no way that he could possibly be there in 30 minutes. He says he's in Waterford at a customer's house on a job.
Well, there's no way he'll get here by 7:30 from Waterford.
So if you wanted to go ahead and reschedule currently, let me check and see what the next available day I could offer. The next available day that I have, without getting authority from the installation office, the next available day I have is actually Monday the 22nd.
Miles, this is not going to work at all now. I mean, I'm gone for 2 weeks after that.
Oh, I understand.
Before I get my dishwasher. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous.
I understand.
$50 on this thing. I got a dishwasher that doesn't work. I've had to reschedule 3 times, and now you're putting me out a month because I'm going to be gone on vacation.
Well, if I don't reschedule it, then you could contact Best Buy as early as tomorrow to request assistance with rescheduling, and they would typically be able to get you an earlier date than what I can get you because, you know, since they're the ones paying us, they get priority in regards to the scheduling. So they can get dates that are earlier than what even we can get. So they may be able to get you.
I'm beside myself with frustration.
Well, I would try not to dwell on that. Because that, you know, it's upsetting and it's not beneficial and it's doesn't change anything, which is something I have to tell myself oftentimes as well, you know, especially, you know, dealing with it's certainly in this type of a environment, because you know you're really nice and you're awesome to do it. You're an awesome person and I really appreciate you, because some other people in the same scenario might be yelling at me, cussing at me, screaming at me, explaining how they've spent over $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 and they deserve better treatment than this, and they demand that and making all these demands and yelling and cursing and screaming and even calling me names. But you're not, and I appreciate that. And then, you know, after I go through getting beat up like that, then I have to move on to the next person. And you never know what that's going to bring, like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Maybe the next person's nice, maybe they're not. But either or way, I have to shake off the last person and just tell myself, look, don't beat yourself. Just don't be frustrated. Don't be upset. Keep that polite happiness and just try to help this next person the best you can. So it's really hard. And I've been doing this in December. It'll be 20 years and it still gets to me. And I don't know why. I should be over that, but I guess it's because I'm a human being and I have feelings and emotions. And that's why no matter how long you deal with people and you're so used to getting beat up, that it doesn't matter, because as a human being with feelings and emotions, unless you have the ability to make yourself have a heart of ice and just be the coldest person there is, anytime someone is just lays into you, it makes it really, really hard, you know, to put that smile on your face on that, you know, when you deal with that next person. But of course I do, and that's why I'm still here. I got to do the best I can. And that's why I feel so bad in these type of scenarios, because there's nothing that I can do. I can't make the situation any better necessarily. And if I call the installation office, even if I were to get in touch with a head installer and say, look, this is what's going on. This customer's having these problems. What can we do for the customer? I mean, maybe if I can get in touch with a head installer, he might be able to get me a date that's, you know, more like Tuesday or Wednesday, if I'm lucky, but it's going to be dependent upon how much workload that they already have on their plate. So if you want, I could try to follow up with the installation office and see if they can offer anything sooner than the 22nd. And I'd be happy to do that for you.
Well, just a little history here. Because of the pandemic, these dishwasher factories were shut down. And you couldn't even order a dishwasher if you wanted to. So months went by before I could even order one. Then I got one ordered, and now my installation has been delayed 3, maybe 4 times due to nothing I can control. And then I'm going to go away for a few days, a week, 10 days, and I'm told that the best we can do is while I'm gone, which won't work. So now we got to put it out beyond that. So whatever can be done to get me a date before I leave on the 20th would be greatly appreciated. And secondly,
okay,
give me a window that really is real, not one that I sit around for hours waiting for only to find out it was provisional.
Right, I understand 100%. And I can certainly follow up with the installation office and give you a call back and let you know if I can get you something sooner than the 20th, which,
And even that is, not like I'm not working. I'm the only one here. Don't have anybody
right.
can help. So,
I understand. So I guess I'll go ahead and reach out. I'll go ahead and get back with the tech, reach out to the installation office, try to acquire you a sooner date, which I hopefully will not be a problem. And then I'll get back with you as quickly as possible so we can get you try to get you accommodated to the best of our ability.
I'll look forward to hearing from you.
All right, sounds good, and I'll be calling you back here just as quickly as possible.
All righty.
All righty. Bye-bye.